Most people in Rehoboth Beach would agree that their sewage shouldn't be going out to the inland bays, which is what's happening right now, but there's little agreement over what to do with it. The debate has boiled down to two major alternatives: building an outfall pipe to transport wastewater to the ocean or using the wastewater as fertilizer for farmland, a method often referred to as spray irrigation. Some, like Dick Byrne, who's lived in Rehoboth Beach for 8 years, feels there must be a better option than sending the wastewater to the ocean, so he voted against approving funds for the pipe.
There's not one best way to respond to the need to deal with the outfall. And so it just seems like if we go to a spray irrigation type of system, that gives us options for the future as the science and the technology improves and better informs us of what might be least harmful to the environment.
Others, like John Neal, a Rehoboth homeowner for 44 years, believes the outfall pipe makes more fiscal sense than land application.
If we do with the ocean outfall, we will have a fixed cost over time. But with the land disposal, we do not have control on costs, and that's going to continue to escalate over time. In other words, the city will not have control on the costs because it will be done by an outside firm which writes the ticket on it every year.
After the polls closed on Saturday evening, results showed that the majority of residents were in favor of the outfall pipe by about 30 votes. There are still 7 permits that have to be approved by Denrick and the Army Corps of Engineers before construction can begin. If the permits are approved, the city will likely begin building the pipe in late 2017 to be finished in mid-2018. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.